Is there a section of town here where they hang out?
Not necessarily. These fellas now, since they've legalized it and everybody's after the buck, they can go to the swanky places and buy it just like anybody else.
Do you, what do you call these movie houses downtown and around? They're spreading out, too, that show movies you wouldn't want your children to go to. You got to be 21 to get in.
Oh, I know that. I'm not much of a movie fan, but we used to have neighborhood theaters, and the main theaters used to be downtown. My uncle was the head property man for those theaters when they were real nice. Paramount, Fox, Lowe's, and all those places. And I used to go down and see them when I was youngster, but these downtown now, I don't go see them. I think they ought to have a change the rating on these movies, because it's embarrassing. A good Christian friend of mine said he took his wife, they went down to see a movie that he thought was a nice movie. He said when he got in there, said it was so bad, he looked at his wife, she looked at him, and they couldn't stay and they couldn't get out, and they're afraid somebody would see him. And he said, now this is awful. He said, we caught in a trap. Now it should be a way that if a person's not satisfied with the movie, he'd go back up and demand his money and have to give him his money back. Because of a movie, because it's, well, now I don't know the ratings on these things. I know R and PR, PG, parental guide, and R, what is that, a regular movie or what? I don't know the ratings on it. I really don't, because I don't go to movies enough.
What do you call the especially bad movies, the especially dirty movies? What would you call those? How are they rated?
I don't know. Don't know how they're rating them, because I'm not a movie goer anyway. But there ought to be some way. They ought to still be able to sense them. If they're that bad, just prohibit them from showing them. Okay, how much this papers for making the thing.
What are some federal and city employees around here? I believe we mentioned one the other day, the man who brings the mail. What's he?
Oh, the mailman?
Mm-hmm. Who are the guys who come around in the truck and pick up the trash cans?
The garbage, the sanitary man. Garbage collectors, that county.
What do you say?
What about your water department?
Yeah, what do you call those? Do they have any special name?
We just said the gas can, water department. The water department, the meter readers, or the power, like the power company, gas meter readers.
What do you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
Oh, he has pull, political pull.
What do you call a city employee who doesn't really have a real job, doesn't really have any responsibilities, doesn't really do anything, but he draws a salary anyway?
Oh, he's a flunky. He's just a, he's really a parasite. It's the best name I know of.
What do you call these large food stores? I'm not looking for brand names.
Oh, the chain stores?
Yeah, like Kroger or places like that.
And it, by the way, that's one of my pet drive-throughs. You know, when they had the, I had some friends of mine that had the corner grocery store. Real nice, good brand merchandise. He cut his own meat, bought good meat, because he sold it to his friend. Most of the people that came in his store was his friend, personal friend. Knew him. You could go in there and get any kind of meat you want, and he'd cut it, suit you. If you tried to go up here at one of these chain stores and get a piece of meat cut like you want it, try it sometime. They'll go back there, and I doubt if you get the same piece of meat that you picked up, want them cut it, if you had it, got it out of their county.